Today, the White House announced that it is embracing dozens of recommendations from a presidential commission on intelligence and weapons of mass destruction. That panel issued a blistering report in March saying U.S. spy services were dead wrong on Iraq's pre-war weapons programs. It also said that they know disturbingly little about current threats, such as Iran and North Korea. To fix things, the commission suggested 74 specific changes, and after a three-month review, the White House now says it will back almost all of them. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was at today's briefing, and she joins us now. And Mary Louise, let's go through some of the key points here. There are plans to order the creation of a counterproliferation center. What's that?
Right. This is along the lines of the new counterterrorism center that's been up and running for a few months now. It would be smaller, it would have somewhat more limited authority, but the basic idea is the same, that we need a new center to coordinate the intelligence on weapons of mass destruction. And this stems, of course, from the real and growing concern about more states becoming nuclear powers, Iran and North Korea, of course, being at the top of that list, and real concern that as more states get their hands on nuclear materials, that opens the possibility of non-state players, terrorists, getting their hands on nuclear materials. The consensus these days you hear from all sorts of people is that the greatest single threat to U.S. national security these days is nuclear terrorism. So the creation of this center is an attempt to get ahead of the game on that.
Among the other changes they're talking about now, it seems to be a lot of them have to do with restructuring at both the CIA and the FBI.
That's right. We heard today at the White House briefing, the idea at the FBI is to create a new service within a service, within the FBI. They're calling it the National Security Service. And this would pull together all of the people they've currently got working on intelligence, on counterintelligence, on counterterrorism, bring them together under one boss. That's an idea, I should say, the FBI has already been working on. So this is the White House adding a little bit of momentum to that process, I think. On the CIA side, the White House wants to reorganize human intelligence. That's basic old-fashioned spying. And the idea is they will create a new position that will be senior to the current head of the clandestine service at the CIA, who will coordinate all human intelligence, not just at the CIA, but also for the Defense Department, for the FBI, for other agencies. Not quite clear how that new layer will play out, but it is clear that this is a victory for the CIA, which has seen a lot of its power eroded with all of the recent intelligence reforms, and this change at least will send a clear signal that in this area, human intelligence, it's very much the CIA still in charge.
You're talking here about new services, new positions. The criticism all along has been if you add more layers of bureaucracy, what you get is a bloated bureaucracy and not necessarily better intelligence.
It's a totally legitimate point. All of these changes involve creating new agencies, new centers, new positions. As far as I've heard, nothing among the old agencies or positions is yet being phased out. I actually put a question about this today to General Mike Hayden, who's the Deputy Director of National Intelligence now, which makes him the number two intelligence official in the country. And he argued you can have new structures without necessarily pouring in new resources. In other words, what we're trying to do is put the pieces together in a more efficient way.
Mary Louise, these reforms come after numerous other reforms that have been put into place in the last couple of years. Do you think that intelligence agencies are open to even more changes on top of the ones they've already seen?
Well, it's true. We've had Congress has, of course, legislated changes. The White House had previously made some changes. Several of the intelligence agencies, of course, in light of recent intelligence failures, had already made changes. So I think it's a mixed bag. On the one hand, of course, if they're ordered to change, intelligence services will change. On the other hand, you hear, I think, an increasing sense of report fatigue of that we have been through so many changes. Let things shake out. And at this point, perhaps all of the reorganization is maybe starting to distract a bit from the mission.
Okay, NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.